to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm a little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. Today is June 23rd, 2023, and for this week's episode, I'm going to talk about a couple backlist titles related to the week's new releases. So, hello! I'm going to start off by telling you that I just told you a big fib. I'm not going to talk about a lot of backlist titles today. I'm changing it up. I'm going wild just because I can, because I'm just so excited about books all the time. My husband asked me this morning what I want for my birthday. It's coming up. And I was like, I want to go to the bookstore, which is what I do every year. And he's like, again? Which is what he says every year. It's like, yes, again, books, 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 books. I just want to put books in my head all the time. Give me books. So that's what I'm doing. Surprising no one. I just love books. Also surprising no one. So I'm going to tell you about some today, but before we do that, I am going to let you listen to our first sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Song of the Silk's Realms by Judy I. Lin. Xu Wei is a talented young musician who was orphaned at a young age. Her sole family is a kindly uncle, but then her uncle is killed, and she is, of course, devastated. With no family and no patron, Xu Wei is facing the possibility of a lifetime of servitude playing the qin. Then one night, she is unexpectedly called to perform for the enigmatic Duke Meng. He surprises Xu Wei further with an irresistible offer. Serve as a musician in residence at his manor for 1 year, and he'll set her free of her indenture. But the Duke's motives become increasingly more sus when he and Xu Wei barely survive an attack by a nightmarish monster. It's like, what? What's going on here? So this book is a sweeping epic romantasy that follows a talented young musician who is swept away to the celestial realm by an enigmatic young duke. And who doesn't want to be swept away to the celestial realm by an enigmatic young duke? She's living all our dreams, honestly. Make sure to check out the new book. And thanks again to Song of the Six Realms by Judy I. Lin for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Avid Reader Press. So this next book is a really fun sounding mashup of different genres. There's a little time travel, a little romance, a little spy thriller action going on. So in the near future, a civil servant is offered the salary of her dreams and is shortly afterward told what project she'll be working on. A recently established government ministry is gathering quote unquote expats from across history to establish whether time travel is feasible for the body, but also for the fabric of space-time. This is an exquisitely original and feverishly fun fusion of genres and ideas. The Ministry of Time by Colleen Bradley asks, what does it mean to defy history when history is living in your house? Colleen Bradley's answer is a blazing, unforgettable testament to what we owe each other in a changing world. It kind of gives Outlander meets Cloud Atlas, or If the Time Traveler's Wife was written by Sally Rooney or Colson Whitehead. Make sure to check out The Ministry of Time by Colleen Bradley. And thanks again to Avid Reader Press for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, and before I get started, I want to remind you that we have a new newsletter. It's The Deep Dive. You can subscribe to Book Riot's new bi-weekly newsletter. It will inform and inspire readers, and it will be delivered right to your inbox. You'll find fascinating stories, informed takes, useful advice, and more, drawn from our collective experience as power readers, teachers, librarians, booksellers, and bookish professionals. So you can check out all the details and choose your membership level at bookriot.substack.com. So today's first pick, there is a book out that just came out called Holding Pattern by Jenny Z. It actually came out this week? Yeah, this week. It came out this week. It's about a woman who goes through a bad breakup and she drops out of grad school. So she decides she's going to move back to her mom's house in California and lick her wounds. And instead, when she arrives, she finds out that her mother is thriving without her father and without her children. And she's actually getting married to a Silicon Valley tech mogul. And this is all very surprising to her. And this sort of setting reminded me of a couple of books that I read in the last few years that I loved. The first being Days of Distraction by Alexandra Chang, which is about a young Asian American woman who is working in Silicon Valley at a tech company, and she's kind of fed up with her job. She's fed up with being one of the only people of color, with the microaggressions, with the casual racism, with the sexism. She's also not crazy about her boyfriend either, who doesn't really seem to pay much attention to what she's saying. And when he insists that she give up her job, even though she doesn't really like it, and move across the country for his dreams, she decides maybe what she needs is a break from everything instead. It's very dry. It's very smart. I loved it. I'm also very excited because Alexander Chang has a collection of stories called Tomb Sweeping coming out on August 8th, and I cannot wait to read that. So that one is Days of Distraction by Alexander Chang. And the other, which is more recent, is Imposter Syndrome by Kathy Wong, which I also talked about on the show. This is about a woman working in IT at a huge tech company. It's kind of like Google, but it's called Tangerine. And this tech worker discovers that someone is sending personal information overseas. Like, she's checking the computers and going in all, like, the back doors to check on everything, make sure everything's working, and she finds, like, whoa, what is this information dump leaving the company? And she discovers that there's a spy in the company. But this tech worker also wants to exploit a loophole that she found to use some information from this website for her own use. She wants to look up somebody who harmed somebody that she loved once. So she doesn't know what she's going to do. And meanwhile, the spy, who is the COO of the company, not a spoiler, tells you right there at the beginning, isn't so sure that she wants to be a spy anymore. So it's really fun. It's really smart. That one is Imposter Syndrome by Kathy Wang. So also out this week is a graphic novel for adults called Juliet by Camille Jordy and translated from French by Alicia Jensen. This is an adult graphic novel about two sisters who are unhappy in very different ways. One comes to visit. She's been in Paris and she feels like her heart isn't working right. She's anxious all the time. She decides to go home to her family and visit. And that's where her divorced parents and her older sister live. And it's just this amazing novel, graphic novel, I should say, about family and aging. It's beautiful and it's very sad. But Jordy's artwork is breathtaking. I could be mistaken, but I think it's watercolor and pen. It's just so, like, specific, and the lines are so slight, and it's just so beautiful. I loved it so much. So I wanted to remind you of a couple other graphic novels I've read recently that I loved. So these aren't technically backlist because they're new-ish, but they're so good, and I feel like we don't talk about books that don't have words enough. So one is, well, I mean, these have words, obviously, but these are like graphic novels and, you know, art books, and they're amazing. The first one I want to mention is actually Camille Jordy's last book, which is The Wondrous Wonders. This is one of my favorite graphic novels of the year. This one's for kids. It's a retelling of Alice in Wonderland, where a young girl runs away during a family picnic. I think it's her father's new family that she's with. It might be her mother's, but she runs away because she's unhappy about, you know, a new step-parent and new step-siblings. And she ends up in the woods and she meets creatures that talk and, you know, she goes to this weird land and there's a royal tyrant, of course. And again, the artwork is just absolutely stunning. And then there's also another of my favorites of the year, WizKit, An Adventure Overdue by Tanya J. Scott. I talked about this on the podcast a couple of months ago, and so many of you have reached out to say how much you love this book. And I'm like, I know, right? Because it's so fun. It's a middle grade graphic novel. It's about a lazy cat wizard who is tasked with returning an overdue library book. The library book is sentient and extremely cheerful, just so positive and happy about everything, which is like the opposite of WizKit, who is grumpy and just wants to go home. And they go on all kinds of adventures, meet all kinds of creatures, dragons and commanding frogs, and it's awesome. I cannot wait to find out if there's, well, I cannot wait to read another one if there's going to be one. I mean, I guess I could wait to find out, but like, I just want another story like this from WizKit. I love it so much. And I just read this one the other day. It recently came out. It's called Clementine Fox and the Great Island Adventure by Lee Luna. Another middle grade graphic novel. This is about a group of animal friends. You know, they walk and talk like people. They wear clothes. They stow away on a giant sea turtle, like you do, to travel to an island because one of them wants to find out where the sea turtle is going and the others are just coming along for the ride. But also, on this island lives Clementine's aunt, who is said to be a witch. She just looks like a little mouse in a dress, but she might be a witch. And again, mayhem and adventures abound. They get mixed up with the fairy population, and there is definitely going to be grounding waiting for them when they get home. So the artwork is just beautiful. I loved it. So those are some graphic novels that I wanted to shout out, and I hope that you love these as much as I did. And for Dealer's Choice today, I am just in search of like scary books right now. I just keep trying to find something like really scary and nothing's really doing it for me. So now I'm going to check out this one coming up in January called This Wretched Valley by Jess Kiefer. It comes out from Quirk and it's about a hiking trip in Kentucky where four hikers go into the woods and only one comes out or only one is found or something, and like scary bad things are going to happen in the woods. So I'm hoping that it scares me. Just the idea of hiking scares me. So already it's working. So that sounds really fun too. So that's This Wretched Valley by Jess Kiefer. And that is it for me this week, book lovers. You can check out the deep dive at bookriot.substack.com. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find a list of all the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And if you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is that you get your podcasts, even if they're from a giant sea turtle. It helps other book lovers to find us. If you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Instagram at friendsandcomesalive. And I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.